from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I can't see it!
Sports, man.
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's draft day. That's a movie. Shout out Kevin Costner. Draft day. Remember he was the GM for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that was that's with a great scene with Al Pacino. Every inch, right? You got a car for every inch. I think it is.
That's Any Given Sunday.
No, I think it's called Any Given Draft Day.
Oh, no, Any Given Sunday. Willie Beeman.
Let me tell you what you can, what's the phrase? Miss me with.
Oh.
Miss me with a two-day draft in the NBA. You're not the NFL.
Dude, wow.
You're not even close.
Well, we'll be at the Chase tomorrow.
I mean,
after Willard and Dibbs today,
look, I'm looking forward to it, but
they tried to.
Come on,
hey,
come on, what are we doing?
If you can't beat them, join them, Steiny.
We will have not heard. We'll have heard of one second round pick, Zach Edey.
I think he might go first.
People are saying that he looked like Shaquille O'Neal in some of these draft workouts.
Yeah.
Now
I'm serious. That was a headline.
When you say people, can you be more specific?
Influencers,
draft experts.
God, I hate to do this.
Quote unquote.
And I love the guy. Well, never mind.
Jonathan.
Ronnie James.
No, we've always missed. Hey,
I hope Bron.
I missed on Steph Curry.
And I ain't hating.
It looks like, you know, your guy Mark Spears may have missed on James Wise.
That he did. I'm a Texan, man.
Weber?
He said he was the Garnett.
Oh.
Wow. Hey, you don't win them all, partner.
That's why.
This is James White.
Don't tell
me. He's still in the league, though.
Elliot Ramos is good.
Right. Hey.
Don't tell me that. He's off to a good start.
They got a youngster throwing tonight.
Another one?
Yeah.
Birdsong.
Birdsong. No.
Dude, Hayden. Otis Birdsong could
I think
play.
It's Hayden, right? Otis was a bad dude.
He was. He was great. Where'd he go to college?
I'm going to say UMass.
No.
That was a hell of a guess.
I think I'm
well, how you say no when you...
Well, because I know it's in the South.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Great at this game, but I...
At what game?
My guess would be Tennessee. But... Oh.
It's Hayden Birdsong, the Giants' number six prospect.
Yeah, well, if he has half the career of Otis Birdsong, we got action. Where the heck did he go?
The South. Tennessee?
That's what I'm guessing. Oh, University of Houston.
All right.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that.
Cougar.
415 says, yeah, those people that say Edie looked like Shaq, those were his parents.
That's a four. That's pretty good. Well, we got some good ones.
That was, that's from the 415. Stephen A. Smith. Oh, when do you want to get into my guy today?
We can, man.
Well, I don't have many. Who?
Yeah.
Now, this is the guy who is.
And the boss knew about him.
Repugnant, repulsive, and absolutely positively first team all horses behind.
And he's a liar. He's a liar.
I got to do this.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Well, it's not. Hey, Texas A&M in baseball had a good year. They went to the finals. They got a coach who apparently is a good coach, but a bad guy. He finishes coaching at Texas A&M, and a reporter says, do you mind? We're hearing you're going to, you might not be here long, yeah. And this and that.
I ain't going to be here.
The rumor circulating today about a specific job opening. What do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But my...
I'm out.
I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job. And I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job. And I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. It's right that.
Coach, thank you very much.
And what happened next?
That was Jimmy Schlossnagel. And he's now the head coach at the University of Texas.
No!
Texas A&M's rival.
He left?
Hook'em Horns. Just to be clear, that was yesterday.
That is, what an ass,
that
man.
That was yesterday. Today he took the Texas job.
What an ass. That's what's wrong with the game now.
That's what's wrong with everything.
And I meant life. Just that
do
is.
People have no shame.
And he knew then he was leaving, and you want to read him the riot act. And kudos to the. Hey, thank you so much, coach. Like basically saying,
I'm going to throw a brick at him. What a jerk!
Yeah, he left, man.
What a jerk! Yeah.
Best time to look for a job is when you have one.
Well,
that's a selfish question. No, you're not selfish, though. No, you're not. No, seriously, Jimmy. Jimmy's not selfish.
It's good. Man.
That one.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Right?
I mean, apologized.
To who?
To the reporter.
When?
Today.
Too late. It's
after
too late.
Nine people.
Oh, hey, you know what, Evan? Just FYI, today I'm going to treat you like a horse's ass. I'll apologize tomorrow, but today I'm going to really, really let you have
it. Well, when your mom calls you and your PR team, like, you were a jack, you need to go fix that. That's how that apology falls. Come on. Grown-ass man should know not to speak to somebody like that.
He, like, quadrupled down, too. He brought his family into it.
And this is my only love. He may sound like this is it.
Let me tell you who I don't root for anymore. The Texas baseball team.
Man.
Augie Garrido's rolling over in his grave.
Texas.
Texas coach.
Yeah. I know that. All right. 888. That just bothered me, that guy.
It should, all right? Because, man, you're like, a real one.
Why can't you just say, hey, we just lost a tough game, and I mean, pull a Roy Williams. I don't give a darn about North Carolina. Right. They didn't say darn. Just say, you know what? I can't think about that now. It's a good question, but I listen. This is why I should be a spokesman for anybody who wants their point of view put out there in the right way. I could do it.
Mm.
Well, Texas A&M might be hiring.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, rumors. You going to another radio station. It's tiny.
You know what? It's an emotional time. And I appreciate the question. But right now, my heart's at 95.7 the game.
There you go.
And I anticipate that's where my heart's going to be. But you all know how life is, and things change pretty quickly. And so I appreciate the question, but right now my heart's at 95.7. Of the game.
And it's 2:11, and we'll see you tomorrow.
What's 2:11?
When you get out of here.
All right, here's what we've been talking about today. Brian Windhorst got us started. There's one other one that I was looking for.
He played Stephen A.
Let's go. Oh, I didn't play this one yesterday. This is from Zach Lowe, ESPN. And this specifically relates to Klay Thompson. What is going on with Klay Thompson and the Warriors? Because it feels like we've heard stuff, but we don't know exactly. Here's what Zach Lowe said.
It sounds like they're emotionally prepared for the possibility. And I think there's some hurt feelings on both sides that need to be mended for this reunion to take place. We're going to know a lot on Friday. June 28th, there's a deadline for Chris Paul's contract to become guaranteed for $30 million or for the Warriors to essentially waive him. In between now and then, the Warriors can work to find trades for Chris Paul that bring back somebody who can help their team. If they bring in another high-priced player, it just becomes financially very difficult for them to keep this whole team together. They don't want to pay this gigantic tax bill for a team that struggles just to make the playoffs. And Klay, look, everybody needs shooting. He can fit anywhere. It's just a matter of, like, who has the money and the means to go get him and give him a role that he wants. I look at Denver, for instance. If Kentavious Caldwell-Pope leaves Denver, is that a fit for Klay Thompson? But they might not be able to get to anything above the little baby mid-level exception, which is $5 million. Is that enough for Klay? What's his priority going to be? Money, winning, and going back to Golden State? Romantically, my romantic soul wants these three dudes to play together forever. We don't always get what we want.
Yeah.
What? Like, what would be? When were the last time three guys all retired on the same team? Like, I'm just okay. So, like, Bird, Parrish, McHale, no.
Magic,
Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, no.
Magic, Kareem, Worthy.
Magic, Kareem, Worthy. There's one.
Yeah. Then there.
But when? But they won a. Didn't they win a title in '91?
No, they lost to the Bulls in 91.
So they got to the finals in 91.
Lottie. Yeah, that wasn't no Kareem. There was no. So I know what you're. This is a big ask. This is the first time we've even maybe even seen a team this old go for. But I get it, man. But Klay, why is it crickets? It feels like
that. You know what?
The silence is.
That's what I'm going to.
I think it's speaking volumes.
I'm not buying it.
Ooh.
I'm not like. You what that.
So you
believe the market is drying up?
Oh, no, I'm just...
Well, okay, what do you believe?
What happened in 2 weeks to where everybody, like a Zach Lowe, was saying, oh, he might get 30, and I was in agreement, Philly, and then all of a sudden, not just the talks have been tabled with his own team, that now there's no market. That is strange.
What I'm telling you is I don't believe it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't believe there's no market for Klay Thompson. See...
That's what's happening.
At this time of year, everybody lies.
Huh?
And like, okay, your boy, Stephen A. Smith, they asked him a question yesterday on ESPN. Who's the most intriguing player in the draft? You know who he said? Bronny James.
Oh, Steiny, stop. No, he did not.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You think he believes Bronny James?
No.
Is the most intriguing player? No, of course not. He is doing somebody's legwork. He is doing somebody's bidding. I don't know who's, probably Clutch, but maybe for LeBron.
Throwing him a bone.
Exactly. Now.
Kind of like Woj did Hurley, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Now, I'm not saying that Klay's going to get 30 or 40.
But no market.
Like, all I'm saying is, that's something I'm not going to believe until he takes a $10 million deal.
I got you.
And
the Lakers were perfect, the Clippers, I keep telling you, Philly, I can name you six teams, Donnie, I think Klay would be perfect on.
Are the Warriors one?
What if I told you it doesn't feel like it?
I would say...
So what do you call this... non-movement or just reports from Guy Anthony Slater, who joined the Morning Roast and was great. Monty Poole, everybody following the Warriors.
that write and live and love this team, Steiny, how can they all be in agreement that there's not much going on? But Mike Dunleavy did. Because he did the spin stuff, if I could call it that, by saying, hey, no, Tim, there's emotion in this. But that's true, but it feels like we can't afford you at what you think you're worth.
Listen, it's timing. If the Golden State Warriors right now announce that they've reached an agreement with Klay Thompson, that's it for the offseason. They're done. They're done. Mm. They're just done. They've told Klay, the fact that you are now a free agent gives us some flexibility. So we've got to see if we can use that flexibility, and if we can, and when we can, we'll do it, and then we'll come back to you.
Or we may not come
Correct.
Back to you.
Correct.
And if I'm Klay or any, that would piss me off.
Well, then you're answering
your own
question. I
don't feel like second fiddle, Stoudy. I feel like fourth fiddle.
Especially when Draymond Green signed a contract last year for 4 years right out of the gate.
And especially since I was a part of bringing four championships here. Especially since I'm a Splash Brother. Wow.
Yeah.
That would be a hard... You know what, Stoudy? Just hold on. We'll call you back in a few days, maybe a week.
Okay.
And we may not.
Exactly.
Oh, that would hurt. That would cut me. Right. I'm being real.
Well, then that's why there's acrimony. Well, that's why they're not
getting
along.
But he's able now, like Orlando could come calling and we could hear reports tonight. Hey, that hasn't happened for Klay.
Well, but the free agency hasn't started.
Normally.
Like the Warriors can deal with Klay right now. No other team can. I mean, there's always going to be...
How many days are we from that? What, 8, 9 days?
July 1st.
Yeah.
Right? July 1st.
Oh, less than that.
Yeah, whenever July 1st is.
Oh, my goodness. So by the 4th of July, remember Kevin Durant on the 4th? That was the greatest announcement ever.
No, it wasn't.
That was the single...
Ruined the NBA for 3 years. It ruined the NBA. It just...
But admit you miss it.
I don't...
That was arguably one of the best... Starting fives and teams ever. But you're right.
It wasn't compelling. They were going to win it every single year.
I got to say something to that. Had J.R. Smith got that rebound and put it back up or gave it to LeBron in game one?
Here we go.
I really believe the Cleveland Cavaliers could have extended that series.
Oh, extended. Yeah, to 5 games.
And Houston had them down 3-2 before Chris Paul blew that hammy.
Okay.
They had some scares. Houston was good.
Oh, now they were good.
I told you that. Okay. They should get a medal for taking the Warriors to 7 games. Come on now.
I like competition. And that team faced none. They were too good. I'll admit it. They were too good.
It's incredible, man.
Just wasn't
like, 3 straight trips to the final. Should have won.
Yeah, but, didn't.
Yeah. Injuries.
You know why? Too much toll. They played too much basketball.
Klay tried to dunk, Stoudy, he got hurt.
But this is vintage you. You don't think those two injuries possibly could have had something to do with...
I'll give you that all day.
Playing into June.
Come on now, I'll give you that all day.
Playing into June.
I'll give you that.
Playing into June.
But give me another NBA Finals where one team suffered injuries.
Celtics.
No, we're not talking about sprained ankle and broken finger. We're talking
about... Kevin McHale played on a broken foot in 1987. Look it up.
That's not a torn Achilles. And that's not your MC, Klay tearing his ACL.
Right. You know what? Yeah, because he gutted it out. McHale gutted it out.
2015 Cavs.
Klay.
2015 Cavs.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
exactly. You hate to do that.
Count the bucket.
But it's our team.
No.
But it's the Warriors. So we would have beaten Cleveland anyway.
But those were hangnails that kept Kyrie and Love out. These are tragic career changes. Well, for
Didn't
Kevin
Kyrie
Durant.
Did Kyrie break his kneecap?
See, this guy is unbelievable.
What was Love's injury?
You're making stuff up.
An Achilles and ACL, come on now.
But who cares
it's
what
like
the injury
poker.
Is if they
I'm
didn't
going
play.
All in. What do you have?
They didn't play.
A broken kneecap. He did have something to that effect. But Love was out for something else.
Torn labrum.
Was it that?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, he should have played through that.
No, he couldn't.
Well, yes. Right, he couldn't.
I said what I said.
Right. Right. You know what? I think Guru's right. You know, in the history of the NBA, the Warriors were the only team that ever faced some injuries in an NBA final.
That
2019 year was just...
Bro, but miss me with the McHale. If you could come back, you ain't that hurt. That's all I'm saying. He was in pain.
Right, it was a different period. Nobody would do that now. You're right. You're right. Let's go to Darrell. Darrell's in Antioch. Hey, Darrell.
D.
Hey, what's going on, you
John
guys?
John Morant.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to talk about the Klay signing, and you guys were making a comparison with Draymond signing a 4-year deal, you know, right after last year, and you was comparing what Klay like may be thinking. But I think we should also look at it from an angle of what the Warriors may be thinking. It's like, hey, you know, when you got injured, we still paid you $35-40 million a year for the 2 years that you didn't step foot on the court. And I think, you know, as far as in the kind of like the dilemma that the Warriors are in right now, it's like they kind of like want Klay to kind of like do them a solid. It's like, okay, hey, you know, we willing to offer you 2 years for, you know, whatever $20-25 million whatsoever, and probably your role would be different, but we want you to retire as a Warrior. I mean, I think Klay is kind of like probably thinking, I just hate to say that he's still thinking that he's of the elk of what he was before he got injured.
Yeah. I think the 2 years he was hurt and how people look at it is a tough one, because some fans and maybe some members of the Warriors front office do think to themselves, you know, Klay got paid for 2 years without playing.
But you all, what is your, what's your saying on that,
Stoney? There's no chance Klay Thompson believes that. The NBA has guaranteed contracts, plain and simple. When you get hurt, you get paid. Bottom line. So, like, I don't think Klay owes the Warriors anything because he happened to get hurt for 2 years, rehab the hell out of it, and then try to get back.
Yeah, wow. Because you've always said, oh, Goo, because he didn't play, he rehabbed. Don't act like, you know. Again, nobody wanted that. But, Stoney, I do wonder if Joe Lacob is like, that was their version
Kawhi.
Of by standing by their, you know, Kawhi by Leonard. Their side.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard. I'm just going through all the breaks the Warriors got. Kawhi Leonard, Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, Ja Morant, Love, Kyrie. They all got hurt. John
what does that
Sally.
Have to do with it? Dude, that is great. Anytime I hear that, Evan, you got to play Sally twice. The whole point was how great that team was with Durant. You don't got to do that.
But the point is you act as though the Warriors suffered injuries and that was an outlier.
Oh, no.
And
my
point
was, had Kyrie and Love not got hurt, it would have been a battle royale. If Klay and KD wouldn't have got hurt, Toronto would have lost that series. That's all. That was my point.
When did Klay get hurt in that series?
Game five, I think.
So the series was even.
He got hurt in the game. They got sent home when Curry missed that shot he should have made. Well, great inbound play by Kerr and great catch by Iggy to catch it from Draymond. And Curry missed it.
Yeah. Well, what I'm getting at is every team that wins a title gets some breaks along the way.
In every league, right? Except the Chiefs. They can overcome them.
I guess. Yeah. All right. Let me see. 124. We got Willard and Dibbs aren't going to be in studio today. They're all right.
Now that bothers
me. They're at Chase Center.
Yeah. I might ride down.
Yeah. Okay. We should. Then why would you say something like that?
Because it's a nice day.
You're not riding down. Like, why would you even say that?
If I put on IG.
You want to bet? I'll bet you don't ride down to Chase Center.
You've ruined all the vibe of it now. Now it's become something. It was just, those are our teammates. Let's go support them.
No.
It's a beautiful scene out there. And you just, make it something that just now it's like it's not even fun anymore. Forget I said it, man.
Stop by Ballast Point.
There you go.
You're not doing it, though, is all I'm saying.
Well, we'll be there tomorrow, too.
And that's why I don't understand why you would even say
How excited are you for the draft? Tonight, the NBA draft.
NHL?
The NBA
draft. That one I'm excited about. Give me celebrating.
I can't wait, man.
Can we get him on? This guy, we Rick? Need to find out.
We'll talk to Raymond tomorrow.
I want Rick. I want Macklin. I want to see what this guy's personality is. I want to see if he's got action. Hey,
he's 17, so.
Oh, yeah.
But he's grown up in like a professional household.
But still, so I think rules he's got rules.
What does that mean?
So he's even more boring, is what you're saying.
Maybe.
It's and he possible. Can't sip on nothing.
Well, allegedly. Allegedly. Not supposed to. But neither were we, Gil. All right. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. John Sally. John Sally.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Shout out Epe Udo, but he gets drafted sixth to the Warriors. What could have been? Steph, me that year, the following year, Clay, the following year after that, you. What could have been?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Team would have been broken up after 4 years because you wouldn't have been able to pay everybody.
Man.
We'd be the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I'll say this about Paul George. He used to give LeBron James in Cleveland everything he could, Steiny. He couldn't beat them in a series when he was with Indiana, but they were, hey, PG is a bad dude. I'll leave it there.
And bad isn't good.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson.
Because sometimes
bad.
You've been using bad and it's bad. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what. The boss came in with a fun fact.
This is crazy.
This was a fun fact that he came in with. Get this, listeners. Paul George, his rookie year,
yeah,
was a teammate of Mike Dunleavy in Indiana.
That's
unreal.
That's a special fact.
It really, wow. It really is. Really is. You know, I am sick and tired of people saying, I don't have solutions. Oh, well, what do you want? Nothing. I mean, I know what I would do if I were the Warriors. You won't. I'd be trying to deal with the Charlotte Hornets.
I'm just going down their roster right now.
That's a team that's always ripe for schnookering. You give them Santos, because they'll take him. They'll take anybody. And you get the number six pick, and you draft Clay's replacement, Dalton Connect. And you're better immediately, because Connect right now is better than Klay Thompson. He might also be older, Stein, by the way.
Yeah, but that's funny. But he's not.
But he's not what?
Better than Klay.
Do you know that?
That's why it's disrespectful, because you got to give it to Klay. He's an icon. He's done it. He's not what he was, but you can't say
Connect. You're right with the past tense. You said done it. You're right.
Yeah.
And Connect's got his whole NBA career in front of him. 6'6".
Caucasian.
So you'll have a new team by the end of the night, Evan. Oh, yeah. Stein's going to have a new team.
You know what's funny?
Atlanta, Milwaukee. No, who was it? Atlanta?
No,
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah. No, you went to Milwaukee to watch Atlanta.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll have a new team tonight when Connect gets drafted. Look at him.
So good.
What if
this.
He goes number one?
Could you?
That's a victory lap. I mean, he's going to
be.
If he goes top 10, it's a victory lap.
But it also means you have to like the Hawks again.
That I won't do. That I will not do. I didn't put two and two together.
What are they doing, man?
It doesn't matter.
Gasoline.
By the way, there's some updated odds. The Orlando Magic are now the favorites over the Golden State Warriors to sign Klay Thompson per Bobana.
I don't want them to go there. They'll still win. I want them in Philly or the two LA teams.
There's a chance Orlando's better than all three of those teams. I know.
They're not better than Philly. Not yet.
Well, when Embiid plays 40 games again, they will be.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, I had a... Oh. So, Goo, you know how... Actually, it's
hurry up.
It's too convoluted.
It's a too short segment.
It's too convoluted. It's about connect, but go ahead.
Did you want to do your gripe here, Goo?
Oh!
Or later?
No, now.
You know what? Let's do it now.
You know why? Because here's why I want him to do it now. Because he doesn't need to do Dibley and Willard's show for them. You know what I'm saying? He's my guy. He's our guy.
Oh, cut that.
Yes, sir.
If you'd have been that way when Mia called me a year ago, we'd have been all right. But
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
Evan, I'm ready.
It's time for Guru's Gripes. Fire away, Guru.
I will, Steph.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Gripes.
Mother sucker.
I just want a PSA. Don't judge me. But, Steiny, there comes a time when the prom queen and king gotta hang it up. And I went to see Bad Boys 4, and I'm fixated on Martin Lawrence and his eyes and just his appearance. I couldn't follow the movie because something's going on and he's not telling us. Then I went to the internet and he got mad because it wasn't just me. He's hearing all this. People say, dude, you're in HD times 1,000. We love you, Martin. You're one of the best to ever do it. But at some juncture, Steiny, this is not ageism, because he's not that old. When you don't have it, you got to get off the big screen. And Martin Lawrence single-handedly ruined Bad Boys 4 because I'm looking at him and I'm calling my doctor, checking on things because something is going on. And they should have recasted him. Evan gave it to a younger guy, but I just can't live my life looking at a three-hour flick, not questioning what is going on with my main man, Martin Lawrence, and he ruined the movie. I wanted my $25 back. So moving forward, the directors, you need to know and do some tests on just the visual effect of household names like Martin Lawrence. And then they got the pain in the head now, Steiny, to hide the ball. Like, we're on to all of it. I'm not hating, but Martin, you're my guy. And I just didn't enjoy the ride of Bad Boy 4. So, Evan, I hope I don't catch heat for this, but you gotta just because you can do the role doesn't mean maybe you should take it. That's all. That's all, man.
You're saying is he was playing like a 35-year-old guy, but he's 60.
No, it's not. He was playing just... Something's gone on, Steiny, with them, and it's just like, you know what, Martin, we love you, but man, maybe we might have to recast you.
Evan?
Oh, man.
Thoughts?
At a certain point, whether it's because of age, physical ability, or just general disposition, you can't continue to make action movies. You just can't do it.
You gotta watch. And then I go to the internet, my best friend, to get duped, and people are fighting, saying, oh, he had this, he had that. And then he's saying he's had nothing, but Steiny, something's going on, and I just couldn't, my popcorn didn't taste right. You know, I had my Twix, and just... I said, I can't do it again. I'm out on the Bad Boy tour, Steiny.
So you want Martin Lawrence to pack it in, but you want to ride Curry, Clay, and Draymond till the wheels come off, even though they look as old as Martin Lawrence in today's NBA.
Well, Will Smith would be Curry in this case, and then Martin Lawrence would be Clay Thompson.
Yeah.
Oof.
And I
don't like that team.
I didn't enjoy Will since the slap, too. I got a little Stephen A. in me because Stephen A. came down this road. But, you didn't apologize.
Wow, dude.
But I had to get that. I feel better.
All right.
Oh, that gripe was a one, Goo, from Curry 900. Whoa.
So was Bad Boys 4.
Hey, that's a five, Evan.
What's it about, Bad Boys 4? What was Bad Boys 1?
Same thing as Bad Boys 3 and 2.
You didn't really say that out loud.
What was it about?
Ah, man.
Are they policemen?
Of course.
Are they private investigators? Are they postmen? Okay, what are their jobs?
It's like all about the Benjamins with Ice Cube. You seen that with Mike Epps?
I have not seen that movie.
Kevin Hart.
I have not seen that movie. John Sally.
And I didn't like how you did our boss. Oh, no.
Lucky I didn't come down his road more.
I'll save it.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. So what are they're cops or what are they doing?
They're cops.
They're jumping off trains.
All that stuff.
Well, yeah. Tom Cruise still does that, and he's a fossil. That's
right. Tom Cruise in shape, though.
But
Tom,
and his eyes are—they're not.
He's aging like wine.
Man, Martin's got some stuff going on, man. And they got him in HD, and I'm sitting there. This is my man. Like, damn, man, what you?
Tom Cruise doing shirtless scenes at age 60.
How's that different than Martin Lawrence?
Because Martin ain't. Yeah, that's. Oh, he ain't doing that.
Not Stallone.
When you look at Martin Steiner, you're looking at him and he's looking over here. You don't know what someone's going on.
And their time is almost up.
It's called acting, Goo.
Yeah, but you got to give it to the youngsters, too.
Can you please repeat that?
I like Denzel. I love it. We're both getting old, but I'm watching Equalizer 4. There can't be a 5D. You might have to let somebody, just let your son do it.
Well, you know what? It's like the Warriors. There can't be a 5. Really?
I'm going to give you a 1.
Warriors, you've won 4 titles. Give it up on number 5.
Oh,
you're not going to get a 5. We're almost out.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme is not making Bloodsport 6.
Steven Seagal.
You seen De Niro lately? And Pacino.
I love De Niro.
I do, but when you see him,
I love
like
him.
Bronx like Tale 80. 2 is not coming out. You know what I mean? It's like, oh boy.
People get old, Goo.
I understand. We shouldn't have to get old with them.
Apparently you don't, because you still think the Warriors aren't. Hey, this is a good one from the 650. Isn't John Sally in Bad Boys 4?
And he is. He was.
What do you mean?
He was
John
in the movie.
Sally. Like the re? Are you serious?
The reason what he said.
John
the movie.
Sally.
Stoddy's got a big role in the movie too. Now you want to call him back?
I thought it was Bad Boys because he was on the Bad Boy Pistons.
Well, that could be it too. But he's in.
Is
the
that
movie.
Why he?
This is the first one he's in.
Is that why he agreed to come on to promote the
you
movie?
You think he thought we were having him? Wow.
We should try to get to the bottom of
look
it.
At, wow.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Hey, I love my guys. Martin, one of the greatest sitcoms ever, man.
I thought 650 was running material.
No, he was
John
in there.
Sally. All right. Sally. It's crossover time next, and I'll tell you what to look for. Look for me leaving a touch early because Willard and Dibbs are at Chase Center. Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.